"Rabbi, where are you staying?" This is how the first disciples meet Jesus in the Gospel of John. John the Baptist sees Jesus walking by and says, "Behold the Lamb of God." And so John's disciples go to Jesus and they ask this question, "Where are you staying, Rabbi?" The Greek word meno, which has been translated as stay, where are you staying, or in this gospel as remain, as in Jesus saying, "I remain in you," might better be translated as dwell, or abide, or live. Where do you dwell? Where do you abide? Where do you make your home? In my life, I have lived in many places, and so I have often had to move from one place to another. One particularly memorable move happened when I was in college, when I was a junior. I had been living on campus in Pasadena, which was about an hour east of our family home. And so during the breaks, Christmas break and spring break and summer, I would go back home, and that's where I really felt that I abided, where I dwelt. My dorm room was a place where I just sort of slept, you know? Well, one year, my junior year, my father got a new job in Memphis, Tennessee. And so that Christmas break, after we'd rung in the new year, we got a big moving truck and we packed it full of our stuff and sent it off. And then we got in our family van and we started driving east. So we drove about an hour. We got to Pasadena. My dad dropped me off and they kept going to Memphis. And I felt really strange at that moment because I asked myself this question, "Where are you staying? Where do you abide?" And I said, "Well, that old house in California, that's gone. We're never going to go back there. And this new place in Memphis, I've never been there. Where do I abide?" Well, I guess I abide in my dorm room. I felt kind of in between there. In today's gospel, in this Last Supper discourse, Jesus tells his disciples where he abides. But in some sense, he is like I was. He is in between homes. He says, "I came from the Father, and I have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and going to the Father." Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the very Son of God who rose from the dead and returned to the Father in heaven. Jesus came from the Father and returned to the Father. So if Jesus the Christ has a home, it is in heaven, yes? And moreover, we know that he is, as God, omnipresent. He is all present. He is everywhere. There's no area or boundary that could contain him. There's no place where he is not. So the question of where he abides has no answer. Where does Jesus live? Jesus just lives. The Christ abides. The Christ simply abides with no need for a geographic specification. But Jesus goes even deeper than that in our gospel today. He says, "Abide in me as I abide in you." Jesus, the Son of God, dwells in you. So you are holy. You are filled with the life of God. You are where God wants to be, where he makes his home. But this is a great mystery. What does it mean for the all-present God to abide and to dwell and to remain in us? What is this remaining, this abiding? What does it look like? Well, Jesus tells us. It's much like the branch of a tree or the branch of a grapevine, which lives because it's organically connected to the main trunk or the main vine. A branch exists precisely because it grows from the main vine. That's where it comes from. And it receives water and minerals and all else that it needs from it. If you cut the branch off, it will go from the beautiful verdant green to a dead, hard brown, and it will die. And then if you put it back on the tree, it's still dead. But if you carefully prune it, if you just cut it back a little bit, it will produce much more fruit than it would otherwise. For an example of this, go look at the beautiful rose bushes that we have in front of our parish office and the ministry center, and see the fruit of Father David and his pruning efforts. There's all these beautiful roses. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. And we really do give glory to God when we bear fruit. That is to say, when we love one another and follow his commandments. Jesus says in this very same discourse, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know the way where I am going." Here Jesus reminds us that, like him, we too are wayfarers. We are in between homes, as it were. God is our Father and our Creator. We come from him, and we are destined to return to him, to abide with him forever in heaven. And isn't that a wonderful thing? Thomas says to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" So Jesus says plainly, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There are many things in the world that are good, but nothing so good as God. There are many things in the world that are true, but none so true as Jesus, the Son. There are many paths in this world, but none that lead to perfect happiness except Jesus. There are many ways to live, but only one font of life that lasts for eternity. If you abide in Jesus and his words live and breathe in you, then he promises that if you ask for whatever you want, it will be done for you. And Jesus doesn't make promises lightly, because he's the way and the truth and the life after all. So where do you abide? You are a branch. Are you still connected to the living vine? Is the life-giving sap still flowing into you? What is your way, your truth, and your life? How can you even know? Well, as we heard in the second reading, the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. And those who keep his commandments are the ones who remain in him and he in them. And what are these commandments? Very simple. That we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Love one another as he commanded us. So today, I call you to abide in Jesus. Live your life inspired by him. Let his love flow through your very veins. If you find that you are cut off from him like a dead branch, unlike with a dead branch of a tree, we have a solution here to the spiritual problem. We have the gift of the sacrament of confession, by which we can return to that living branch and have life in us again. If you have difficulty keeping the commandments, like I do, find strength in the body and blood of Jesus that we receive in the Eucharist. And you can even receive the Eucharist more than just on Sundays, but you can actually do it every day. We have a 6:45 Mass and a 8:15 Mass every day during the weekdays, and so you're all invited to come. If you are feeling spiritually lethargic, well, commit to daily prayer with God, spending some time with him. If you want to know more about Jesus, start a Bible study. Just take 2 people and 1 Bible. And if you need a Bible, I'm sure Father Jerome could find one for you. And finally, Jesus lives most in us when we are loving our neighbor. When we notice an injustice or a group of people who are suffering and simply ask, how can I help? Abide in me as I abide in you.